Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Really, the last couple innings were probably our best at bats throughout the course of the game. We smoked some balls in the later innings. Now, you know, we had some opportunities early on, and that ended up biting us that we couldn't push one across. We had the bases loaded a couple times, and what were we, one for, you know, yeah, we left 12 on base. But I thought our at-bats were good and a little unlucky in the last inning to hit two balls that hard.
Ugh. A little unlucky. I don't want to. I don't know. I get it. You're not wrong. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear a little unlucky. You know what I do want to hear? I would love some opinions on whether or not the San Francisco Giants should be open to a pennant race, including Bryce Eldridge. Now, I don't want to assume everybody knows the story behind Bryce Eldridge. This is the number one prospect in the Giants system. He is only 20. He's a little baby, but he hits the ball very, very far. And so he was hurt to start the year. He just came up, and I'm doing this by feel, but Lucas Rizzotto, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago that he started playing? And at Double A, flying squirrels, and he's been crushing it. He had a wonderful May.
Also, quick clarification, I wouldn't say a little baby. He's a big baby.
He's
6'7".
He's just a little baby?
Big baby.
Well, you know.
Shout out Glenn Davis.
There's Boss Baby, there's Big Baby, Will Baby, whatever. He a baby. He drinky drink yet. No, not allowed.
6'7", 240.
Right.
He's not a little anything. Like,
well, he could be a little help. I don't know. So anyway, he had a wonderful May. I didn't look at the stats, but OPS was floating around above 900.
862 on the year.
And what about for May? Just May. I feel like it was like 950 going into his last few days of the month of May. So he's really doing well. He's really doing well. And the Giants called him up to AAA today. So here comes Bryce Eldridge. By the way, guess what position he plays? He plays first base. Do the Giants have a need at first base?
They've got Leavetown Lamont at first.
What'd you call him?
Leavetown. And that's a little too dismissive.
That's pretty mean.
I'm sure he's listening on his way to the ballpark.
Oh, for sure. Big sports radio guy.
He should probably already be there. So, you know, the game coming up in 3 hours and 40. But
I would think. I don't know when the guys arrive.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm open to his inclusion, but I also like the idea of just make a trade soon for Ryan O'Hearn, who is just checking the notes. His OPS is 952.
You're talking about the Orioles first baseman, who, by the way, is not expiring. He's under team control again next year.
I thought that it was just an $8 million deal and that he was going to be up. That was my understanding.
Ryan O'Hearn has a club option for 2025. So, yes, he'll be up, but at that price, which would be an $8 million club option next year, you'd probably want to keep him. He's very, very good hitter. He's playing really well this year. And look, you have a DH. Yeah. It's not the end. I mean, fine.
It's fair.
Yeah, you can have more good hitters. You always find a place for it. But I do think they're hesitant on the Bryce Eldridge blocking idea.
I have your Eldridge May stats. Yeah. Month of May stats.
What do you got?
Slash line, 307 average, on base, 360. Slugging, 554. That's a 915 OPS. In 27 games, he's hit 6 home runs.
Pretty good.
Very, very good. And that's not a great hitter's league.
Yeah, exactly.
The double A.
So you go to Sacramento and the weather gets warmer and you spend however long there and you think maybe around the deadline or even before that, you get him up here because you're going to need the help. I just think about Baltimore being a team that is leaning toward selling. They're in a free fall, and they just fired their manager, if I'm not mistaken. And
the Orioles?
I thought they did. Maybe I got that wrong.
I don't think so. Ryan O'Hearn
is a guy who could come in and not block him long term. And sure, you'd love to pick up his club option at $8 million, and yeah, you'd have another left-handed bat, and he could be a DH and the rest of it. And I also remember you saying that Bryce was still kind of developing his ability at first base.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
And for a pitching and defense team like this, you probably don't want to just, you know, all right, kid, learn to hit in the bigs and go play first for us.
You could also have him DH and let Wilmer play first base sometimes. Wilmer plays first base.
Yep, he can. You know, Casey Schmidt plays first, and so you've got some options.
There's options, yeah. So, I don't know. I would only answer it this way, and I'll try to do some digging within the organization. You know, maybe we can even get Kyle Haynes or somebody from the organization on to talk about kind of where Bryce is. I don't want them rushing Bryce because they're struggling. That's how I'd answer it. If everything aligns, great. I have no problem with somebody needing to get a fake ID to be in the bigs. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. We've watched others do it. If you want to start his clock because you truly think he's ready, then bring him on up. But I do not want the Giants saying, oh God, we can't hit. Let's go put pressure on Bryce Eldridge. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he were to come up, I'd love to see him hit seventh. Do you know, I do not want them grabbing him and going, you're our future. Here's the third spot in the lineup. Go get him, kid. Never seen a big league pitch. Keep in mind, they rocked with him in spring training. He struck out a ton. So, like, that'd be my thing. It's not normal for people to be like Buster Posey, where they just come up and they're like, cool, you're rookie of the year right away. Like, that's great. So, I don't know. I'm a little hesitant on it, but I can tell you this. I will also say the news of the day that he's getting called up to Sacramento after just barely over a month in Double-A suggests to me that the Giants are very much open to having him be on the big league team this year.
Yeah, which, I mean,
which
it's
was
close.
A question.
And the Orioles did fire their manager, Brandon Hyde, native of Santa Rosa, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I wouldn't have any
idea.
I don't even have any idea who the Orioles manager is, but.
It was Brandon Hyde, and it's not anymore.
Okay.
So I look at Baltimore as a team that was good last year, playoff team, and then this year they have really fallen off the face, and they're firing their manager. Their GM is somebody who is really struggling, and they might be a team who would be interested in Carson Wisenhunt, for example.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Well, whatever the pitching prospect was, you've got pitching coming out your ears as a Giants organization, and I think you need a real hitter, and O'Hearn is a real hitter. He's a left-handed bat, which you don't have a ton of on this team. So I look at a Giants squad that can't hit, and you're right about Bryce Eldridge. You don't want to put any pressure on him. And if he's ready on July 12th or August 5th, yeah, come on up and be a part of this. But you don't want to call him up and have to, quote, rely on him. You're absolutely right.
I don't want a lot of pressure on him. But I wonder how Giants fans are feeling about this. Bryce Eldridge has been called up to AAA. So he is one step away in a number of facets here. Obviously, geographically, he is one step away. There's nowhere else to go. They're calling him up for a reason. It's an organization that believes in rewarding players who force their way up to the next level. And there was a lot of talk about Bryce before the season even started, and then he got hurt.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so he kind of missed at least the first month and a half of everything going on. And then he joined AA and he mashed. He just walked right in there and mashed. He is not 21 yet. So he's already been called up to Sacramento. He is the number one prospect. He plays a position that the Giants sorely need. And when people wondered, for example, and I heard a caller do this earlier today on 95.7, when people go, why didn't they do Pete Alonso? That's why. This is why. This is why they did not sign a first baseman. This is why Lamont Wade still has this leash, because they're just kick the can down the road, kick the can down the road. Let's put Casey Schmidt over there. He can hang out for a few weeks, buying time until this position, they hope, belongs to Bryce Eldridge for a decade. That's what they hope.
Right. And, you know, if he does in Sacramento what he's been doing in Richmond, then he'll be called up before, probably before the middle of August, and maybe even before that, you know. Last year in Sacramento, really small sample, wasn't great. He only had 31 at-bats, so you can't judge it off of an 8-game stint. But now you go to Sacramento, and he'll be in Sugarland, Texas. They got a 6-game series starting today.
Yeah.
Just outside of Houston. Hot with rain in the forecast, which is my favorite combo. So, yeah, I'd imagine maybe not today, but tomorrow he'll get some AAA at-bats and get a chance to really show what he can do.
Yeah, yeah. But I wonder. I wonder how they're going to play this because, again, the guy running the Giants is obviously now somebody who knows a thing or two about being a hot prospect and being called up. And everybody I've heard from over there kind of suggests, yeah, Buster's going to want to slow play that thing. But I don't know if they've got that luxury. I don't know if they have that luxury if he's going to keep hitting the ball like this. Because the other thing that I know the Giants, like, they are feeling this. They're feeling this. You cannot have this kind of extended lack of production from so many spots on the diamond, and first base is clearly one of them. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get Matt in Oakland in here. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Full disclosure here, I'm an ex-Ace fan, so expect a little bitterness. I hate to burst your bubble, but this is a 6-18 leagues, and the Giants aren't one of them. And unless they're going to start spending $150 million more, they simply don't have a chance against a Dodger team whose salary is, what, twice theirs? And probably more than that if you count the Ohtani salary, which is roughly equivalent to the entire payroll of the A's. I don't know what to say. I wish that weren't true. I wish, you know, two of the teams didn't play in minor league parks and that more than 2,000 people showed up for a lot of games. I don't know what to do. Unless they're willing to spend another, $100 to $150 million a year, they just cannot compete with the Dodgers and or the Mets. I that sounds kind of futile. I'd be interested to know what you guys think about that, and I'd be happy to take my answer off the air.
Well,
and thank you very much for taking
Matt, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what. We'll go into a little bit more of an extended answer about that coming up next, because the Giants payroll is currently, it's number, I think it's like number 11 in baseball. But yeah, it is about $150, $160 million behind the Dodgers and behind the Mets. I don't know about you. Oddly right now, in this moment, I'm not judging the Giants based on how they compete with the Dodgers. That's not how I'm judging the Giants right now. Not right now.
No, in October, I'll worry about that. Right now, I'm judging them based on who they are right now. And right now, over the past 15 games, they have not been good enough offensively.
Let's get into that a little bit more coming up next. 888-957-9570. Bryce Eldridge has been called up to Sacramento. How long do you want the Giants to take a look at him there before he's on the big club, assuming he's producing? Are you comfortable with a 20-year-old putting a cape on and coming to third and king? We'll take your calls. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Why are you making that face, Matt? Why? You act like you just heard that for the first time. We play that like every single day. Do you listen to our show?
Matt just goes, he swore.
Yeah, he did. He swore. And here I sit on June 3rd, 2025, triggered by the entire conversation, because no one's Schmitting on any balls anymore.
No. No.
Schmidt on the ball!
Second to last in baseball in hard hit rate, which means even when they do hit it, they are not Schmitting on the ball, to your point. Look. Knock it off. I can only dump so much.
It's back to not listening.
Somebody please Schmidt on the ball. Honestly.
Well, they did in the ninth, which is why...
They did.
I gotta tell you, they're unlucky. Well,
is that your crew cup?
We did a thing, and I don't want to tell old stories, but Rise Guys, we had a bit that was called Crewcade, where you would take an imaginary sip, and then whatever you would say
Matt doesn't like
had
it.
To be, because Whatever, he's down on all three of us. Whatever you said after,
you're the one who's still here.
It had to be incredibly positive about the Giants. So if you were to take a sip of Krukade right now, you would say, I got to tell you, they're about to snap out of it. And then, you know, and then we started with,
they might be.
I got to tell you. And it was just a bit.
Yeah.
That's all.
You better be careful. That's a legend.
Of course. That's it's not legend. Disrespectful.
And he went to Cal Poly, so he's a double legend.
It was a fun way to, you know, kind of say something nice about the Giants.
Yeah.
And you did it in your hackneyed, half-baked, crook voice.
I tweeted it last night. My God, the Giants are good at pitching.
Nice.
Holy crap, they're really good at pitching.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Like, the other
team, yeah, the other team does not score very much. What's worse, the Giants lineup or the lineup of whoever they're playing? I mean, they do have a positive run differential this year.
They sure do. Which,
so their opponents have scored even less.
And they have a winning record. So through all this angst and consternation, we have to remember this. And it just feels to me, Mark, like it's not sustainable because at some point your pitching is not going to be this absolutely amazing.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. The sustainability. I mean, is hitting the ball this poorly sustainable?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But your ERA is 3.25, third in baseball. Your bullpen ERA is number one in baseball. And, you know, you've had half your games on the road, so it's not just a ballpark thing on that side as well. You've got two of the top 25 starters in baseball and a couple of other youngsters who are looking to be dominant as well. Yet, you know, you don't have as good a record as you should with that pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, that's, look, it is a way to look at it. You know, I was listening to, I think, God, what, it was Steiny who said it. Somebody earlier today was talking about, look, the bottom line is you look around the National League and the lineups that we compare the Giants to, you don't have any of those lineups. And I keep, part of the reason I keep harping on this is because I don't get it. Like, when you look at that Padres lineup, you watched it last night, you look at that lineup, They've scored less.
Well, they've scored more runs per game.
I mean,
because they've played fewer games.
If you're
but
talking
they're basically
about
identical.
0.000, right. Like, they've essentially, they have scored five fewer runs than the Giants. Yes, they've played two fewer games. But you're talking about something that's essentially a wash, and that's with Tatis and Machado and Merrill and Bogarts and Arise. In like, what? What are y'all doing? Like, Padres, what are y'all doing with your bats? At least the Giants can be like, well, we don't have that many good players. But,
right.
Like, what is the Padres' excuse? So that's kind of sometimes where my head goes to these ballparks, because the Padres have a difficult hitting ballpark, too. And I don't want to always make it about the ballpark. A bunch of people have texted in and been like, what the hell does that have to do with a line drive? Like, honestly, what the hell does a ballpark have to do with a line drive? Might have something to do with a home run. Might have something to do with, you know, does it hurt when you hit the ball off the end of the bat a little bit more because it's chilly? It might have something to do with the carry, the pop. But, like, dude, you hitting the ball hard, I would think, has nothing to do with the ballpark. Right?
Exactly. And that's where you look at the Padres, and I mentioned that the Giants are 29th in hard hit rate, balls that travel 95 miles an hour or more off your bat. The Padres are 27th. So even with their, wow, look at us lineup of multiple $100+ million total salary guys, they don't hit the ball hard either.
Where are the Dodgers on that list?
They are number five. Number
okay.
five.
The Dodgers are a game ahead of the Padres.
Right.
The three games ahead of the Giants. The Giants are three games out of first place.
Yeah, and the Dodgers' pitching staff has been, you know, in shambles.
Like, I'm walking around here trying to yank hair out of the side of my head, and 60 games into the season, the Giants are three games out of first place.
And six above, right?
Six games over 500, the three games out of first place. And they pitch their arses off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm frustrated. It's just a frustrating experience. So, like, I don't know about you. I live right now somewhere between, like, oh, we got a Who do we blame? We got to criticize. The organization is not doing it right. I'm like, actually, I think they are. Speaking of Matt Nahegan, he calls me this morning and he brought up somebody, I don't even know who he read on Twitter, because Matt reads everybody on Twitter.
Yep.
Like, your name can just be like, I'm Joe, I live in Pittsburgh. He'd be like, Joe in Pittsburgh said, but like, okay, somebody was like, honeymoon is over with Buster Posey. I'm like,
what?
No, it's not.
They haven't even left the reception yet.
No, it's not. They've played 60 games.
At the after party right now.
They've won most of them. And whether you as a fan, and this might be something we get, whether you like it or not, this is how they have to build their team if they want to win. Now, if you think that's boring, let's talk it out.
Well, I was going to ask you.
How do you figure that out? They can't build Big Bopper Road over there at 3rd and King and win. They cannot do it.
Which team would you rather be watching? And put aside the fact that it's the Dodgers and all the money, and the Giants are your childhood favorite team.
Sure.
You've got one team that's number two in baseball in runs per game, but 21st in ERA, and you've got another team that is, well, the Giants, which is basically 19th in runs per game, but number three in ERA.
I mean, obviously watching the Dodgers is more fun. That's a more fun
experience.
But they're
only 3 games better.
They're only 3 games up. And I would argue that if they are still in this state when they get to the playoffs, they are screwed. The Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
They are hosed.
Well, especially, you know, in postseason baseball, you're not going to be able to roll out 8 to 10 runs a game.
No.
It's about winning 3 to 2.
Totally. So the Dodgers are more fun, but I don't know. Like, the way they're sitting right now, that's not going to work in the playoffs.
Right.
And the Giants actually have a situation that does work in the playoffs, but they have to, like, get hot. You have to kind of get hot.
Or just get warm.
Well, right. Like, you go back to when they won. And I think this is, right, this is where Buster comes from. You go back to when they won, what did they do? They had huge definition in the bullpen. A very good bullpen and defined roles. They also had the starting pitchers that you would want to roll out there. Lincecum came, Bumgarner, and then we can keep going. Vogey, right? They had starters that you wanted to throw out there in a big game. Then you look at their lineup and you're like, okay, there's a couple hitters in there. So who are our playoff hitters? Oh, some guy named Cody, who we grabbed off of the street 3 months before the playoffs. Our current hitting coach, who was jettisoned from his previous stops. Like, that's, and I know Pablo. Pablo obviously had one of the years where he was the big dude. But, like, this is who the Giants are. Pitch your faces off and hope you get a little heat and magic come October. So what's more fun? I don't know. Like, the Dodgers are dessert and the Giants are vegetables. So which one lasts longer?
Exactly. Which one's going to make you feel good into the October of your life?
Like, I don't go to the ballpark and see concessionaires walking around going, asparagus!
Broccoli!
We got zucchini! Roasted zucchini! No one's doing that.
Kale!
Right. Kale. Right? You're like, so I get it. That's not fun.
You want Dippin' Dots or do you want a kale salad?
All right, but which one's going to make you... Which one's going to make you wake up earlier? Which one's going to make you get further into your life? Whatever. Which one's going to do that? That's kind of how I look at the Giants and the Dodgers right now.
Right. Well, the Dodgers have the pitching when healthy to be both.
Maybe.
They have, you know. Yeah.
I don't know that these guys, but Glasnow and Snell, I don't know if they're going to get healthy.
Snell.
Glasnow just got put on the 60.
Yep. That's
like,
not
they're
good.
Not coming back.
That's true. I just think about the Giants and... You know, can it be sustained? Sure. And I'm looking at their 3 World Series years, and 2010, in the regular year, they were number one in ERA with a 3.36. This team right now is at a 3.05. So this team is pitching like that team pitched. That team in 2010, they were number two in bullpen ERA. This team is number one in bullpen ERA. So there are similarities. The one difference is, you know, that team was able to survive with very, very good starting pitching that all stayed healthy. They only had 6 guys start the majority of their games. 6 guys started all 161 of the 162. So if this staff can remain healthy, and you've got Verlander as the wild card, and
You may not even need Verlander.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
You but
know.
That for me is, if this pitching continues to be that, well, then you can, you know, talk about getting to October and doing something special.
Hey, Lucas. Lucas, get your microphone. You want to change your snooty, snarky bet from yesterday? Over, under, total runs scored in the series, 20.5. You laughed at us. You laughed at us.
You laughed at me.
You laughed at him.
Can I get some of that action?
You want to change it?
No, I'm good.
Now we're down to 3 games and 19.5 runs.
Well, now is just where it should have been. You know, well, 3 games left, about 7 and 7 a game. I'm good.
Okay. You still want the over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. I mean.
Good luck to you, dude.
Yeah.
These teams don't hit the baseball.
No.
They do not.
Two of the worst four in hard hit rate.
They do not hit.
Well, when they do hit it.
The baseball.
It's with a wet newspaper.
Right.
It's not swinging a drive. It's a 7-hopper to third. It's a short bloop to second. Neither of these teams really drives it.
I'm looking at, boy, someone's starting for the Padres tonight who's never started a game in his life. Who's this dude? Who's Ryan Burgert? Why, Risotto, what's going on? Who is this person? And why are you laughing? What's happening right now?
I'm laughing because it just sounds like somebody that's going to shut out this lineup.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
You got no answer for Burgert.
His ERA this year is 0. It's 0.
Yep.
His ERA is 0. He's not given up a run all year. Now, he's only pitched 4 innings all year, but he's only given up 1 hit.
Just got called up from AAA. It's his first major league start.
Well, that's exciting for him.
6th-round pick out of West Virginia.
Okay. Is his family going to be in the building tonight?
You would imagine.
I hope we get some cutaway shots to his young wife and child who are ready to cry at the first strikeout. And the good news is it'll happen fast.
Take a look here at
it's coming quick.
Betsy and Barney Burgert. The Burgerts are here.
There's the Burgerts. They're hoping for a strike. Oh, there it is. Okay, there's your first strikeout. Throw the ball up to Betsy Burgert.
He's got 2 punchies already this year.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. That's 1 every 2 innings. But I bet he won't get out of the first inning without one tonight. That's my bet. And then we got Roop going. Roop's been pitching pretty good. You know, watch out for the 6th inning sometimes. But I like Landon Roop.
Yeah.
Okay. Good Lord.
The over-under for tonight's got to be 6.5, I would imagine. Maybe 7.
I bet it's 7.5.
Yeah.
You look it up, Lucas. What's the over-under in tonight's game?
Burgert versus Roop.
See, I don't want to feel like this. It's Tuesday night. There's nothing else going on. I'm making pasta.
Yeah, and they're wearing the City Can't Hits.
I bought bread today. I bought bread. I'm making pasta. We're probably going to do some of the zucchini. I'm going to grill it. I'm going to grill the zucchini. Pasta, some meat sauce, and some bread. And I want to go home and make the pasta and the bread and the kids, and we're going to eat, and we're going to be like, let's watch the game together. And you're like, we're bringing up Burgert versus Roop, and I'm sitting here with a wry, annoyed grin shaking my head. Steven Risotto is over here. I bring up some dude named Burke.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the first thing you do is start laughing and shaking your head. And I didn't even know what you thought was going through your mind. And you turn your mic on and you're like, yeah, he's going to shove. He's going to shove. I don't want to feel this way.
No.
That's my thing. I don't. It's like I get it. I get the big picture. But I don't want to feel this way in terms of the anticipation of what's about to happen every time they play baseball.
But you've been conditioned to feel this way. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, what you start to accept as the norm. And the societal norm right now for this team is they're not going to score. They probably won't hit a home run. And if they get runners to that base that's on the left-hand side of the diamond, that player is probably going to stay there until he's asked to take his helmet off and go get his glove and go play defense. Because that's what we've been conditioned to see.
I'm chuckling because Lucas said it's 7.5. The over-under is 7.5. And then you said there's juice on the over. Is that what you said?
Minus 120.
Oh, minus one. Oh, juice. Oh. So I'm getting even odds on the under?
Exactly.
Mm. Huh. That's probably because that Burger dude's never thrown a pitch in the big leagues before.
Perhaps, yeah.
As a starter, at least. They know Betsy's going to be in the stands, and they're like, he's going to be a little nervous.
And Barney.
No, Barney.
The Burgerts.
Yeah, it's going to be Barney's first game ever. He'd never been to a game before. He's still eating crushed applesauce. So, anyway.
Giants with 4 home runs over the last 10 games.
Oh, God.
4-10. I don't think they homered yesterday. I got to check. But.
Was it one home run in Florida? What with Matos?
Yep.
The only home run, right?
I don't know, but I have more pertinent.
Chappie.
Yeah.
Chappie got one.
Two in Miami.
Yeah, Chappie got one.
One in Detroit, and then one in Washington.
More important information of we've misidentified the parents of one Ryan Burger.
Oh, what are? Well, no, I was going for the wife and the young baby.
Oh, Todd and Kim were the parents.
Oh, Tom Kim, he's a golfer.
Todd.
Oh,
yeah. Todd.
Todd and Kim are the parents. Yeah. Is he married? Does he have a young wife and a young son who's just been born in the last 6 months?
Not sure yet, but he does have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian Burgert.
What does he do? What's his brother do? Anyway, what are we doing? I just
we're having some fun with the bees.
Yeah.
I thought Betsy and Barney.
It was a good guess.
Yeah, you almost had it. His brother is Brandon Burgert.
Brandon Burgert. Yeah. No, you knew it was.
Stay hot, Dibber.
Yeah.
Grandy would have buzzed that. Luckily, you don't know where the button is. Got off easy there.
Please hold.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Burgert. Yeah. Anyway.
They hit 3 home runs against Kansas City here at home.
Found it.
Yep. Found it. Got him. Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't want to be so sarcastic about this. That's my thing. I don't want to be so sarcastic about this. I don't know how else to be, though, when a team kind of looks like this. And again, in particular, I liked your point earlier. Baseball, of all of the sports, it's the most frustrating. I don't know. It's funny. When you first said it, my mind went to, like football sucks when your quarterback is bad. It stinks. Like, ask a Bears fan if they agree with you that baseball is the frustrating one when the offense is struggling. Their offense with the Bears has been struggling since you and I were born. And I bet that it ticks them off, especially when they've had great defenses through the years. Obviously, one of them did the Super Bowl shuffle and they won anyway. And Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl and things like this. But at first I was thinking football, but I like just the nature of the game, I think I'm with you. Like, it zaps your soul as a fan when the Giants, you know, we go to break at NBC Sports Bay Area, and you know, here's who's due up. And it's like 0-3, 0-3, and 0-3 with two strikeouts. And that's who's due up. And you're just like, I'm just deflated.
Yep.
I'm so deflated with their offense.
Yeah, and the defense, by proxy, the pitching. But I was thinking about football, and I was racking my brain for the year, and then I Googled it when David Akers set the NFL record as a Niner for most field goals in a season. And I was like, that was a team that had an amazing defense, and I'm looking. They were second in the league in points against. They were 11th in points for, and it was a field goal every time. Alex Smith was the quarterback. They went 13-3. They ended up losing in the playoffs to the Giants. I think that was the Kyle Williams game.
Yep.
Where he fumbled a couple of punts. But in football, at least, if you have a muted offense, which they did, Alex Smith threw 17 touchdown passes on the year. That's won a game. That's not good. But the defense was so nasty, it still was like, okay, field goal, cool. Bring out the defense, Patrick Willis and the fellas, because they're really fun to watch.
No, you can function.
Yeah.
Although, again, you can function in baseball, too. I mean, I don't know if it's still true because of this downstretch, but we talked about it a bunch last week. This team was averaging more runs per game than the 2010 team was, and they won it all. Chips notes, they won it all.
Right, and Check's notes, they're not anymore.
Okay.
But they are averaging more runs than the 2014 team.
How about that? There you go.
2014 was 4.1. This team is 4.13.
Yeah.
So they're...
Well, give them a couple more games. Well,
they're right on that line.
Yep.
That team also didn't hit a lot of home runs, and that team also had a very, very good bullpen.
Chris in South City. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. What's up?
No, I'm just really disappointed still after last night. And honestly, like, what was really, like, the low point was just seeing how easy it took San Diego to manufacture that one run in extra innings. And, you know, they always talk about situational hitting and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, we're not even seeing that. You know, if we get a double down the line, great. But, like, the fact that you can't easily run a guy over and somehow get a ball, you know, into the outfield deep enough to where you can score the runner from third, like, even that is painful in its own way. So we'll see what happens tonight. But, yeah, you know, it's just frustrating all around.
No doubt. Chris, thanks. I do, like, the only thing about the ninth inning, I'm not going to come down the Giants' road for the ninth inning. Like, they bunted the guy over to third, and then you had two players come up and hit absolute rockets. I know you want a fly ball. It's not like you can sit there and purposefully hit the ball in a fly ball sort of way. They both hit the absolute ball on the screws. So that was bad luck in the ninth inning, or I should say the 10th. The rest of the game is on them, though. The rest of the game, all their key at-bats before that seemingly ended up in either strikeouts or double plays.
Yeah, which is, you know, the most frustrating thing for me was the second inning where you had them loaded with nobody out. Like, okay, go ahead and put up a crooked number early, and let's see if you can't, I don't know, give Logan Webb a lead to work with.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Do you want the Giants to turn to Bryce Eldridge soon? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, want to try something, want to set the table a little bit with what happened with the New York Knicks earlier today. We'll explain, as their coach has been fired right after a trip to the Final Four. That's coming up on Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.